Come on, man. My kids is
That's
watching this,
crazy.
man. What are you doing, brother? It's my
Oh,
daughter's birthday, man. She
dang.
watched me, man. All right. Come on. What are you doing? So the what's the is her Kamala? The girl with the stretchy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So she was the protagonist in the beginning. That I don't know which Avengers that was.
It was literally just Marvel's Avengers.
Avengers. Okay, so when I watched that, I was like, wait a second, this is like a movie. And the person just played it out. He only played the ones that obviously he succeeded to the next level. And I was like, I'm in. And I was like, oh, this is how they introducing in people, new characters and stuff. And now you're playing with Thor. Now you're playing with Captain America. I was like, oh, I'm in.
This
Oh,
is
I
a
watched
video
12
game?
hours. This is just a video game. Somebody put 12 hours of Marvel's Avengers as a movie on YouTube, and I watched all of it. Like, and I was like, I'm almost all in with the storyline.
Damn. That's
Yeah,
pretty good.
yeah.
That's dope.
And
That's real
they
dope.
cut right to the meat of the storyline. It doesn't do like the walking around and stuff. It was kind of like you land here and you start to kind of talk to people. I was like, I'm all in. And I did the
You
same
were
thing with
all in.
why, dude? Why
No,
are you
I
making
was saying like they had you locked in. I wasn't even trying to make a joke then. I
Yeah,
was just saying.
unprotected, huh? He was all in. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta stop taking it so personally, baby. That's what I really meant. I didn't even, I was trying to be funny. Man.
You ever had like a pastor saying a bunch of sexual stuff? He'd be like, "Oh, you talking?" He's like, "Cause when God gets inside of you just feel like, oh, he's not releasing. He's gonna keep going." You'd be like, "I shouldn't be making faces." Like, God maybe said, "Oh."
Can I tell you, there is one song to this day I cannot hear properly as a gospel, like as a church kid. You know that song, "While I'm on this tedious journey, I keep hearing
Titties,
titty."
titty.
I keep hearing titty
Okay. Yeah.
on this
Yeah.
tedious, and I'm like, we could have. I need a rewrite. I need somebody to mustard on the beat on that song because there ain't no way.
Yeah.
Oh
Yeah,
man,
buddy.
Roxy, you doing
No,
all right? Oh, Roxy's still trying to figure
yeah,
look
my
Karen's
camera thing is not correct.
name. I'm a bit for a second. I forgot who you were, Roxy. I heard my camera thing. I said, "What's
Sorry,
happening? There's a Roxy in Atlanta. There's a a Southern a he popped
Roxy."
out when you said titty.
Tedious. I am from Houston. My accent pops out for certain words.
That's fair. I didn't know.
What you I don't know why it's refusing to change my camera. It keeps doing
Because
OBS virtual camera. Let me
do
see.
you
I
have a
see.
Cam 4K?
No.
I switched from that to Cam 4K. It has given me the best of luck.
What's that?
It's called Cam 4K.
What's
Cam
that? This is
Camera.
that
The app
that's
or the
not it's
actual
built into
camera?
Zoom or is this not?
You talking me? Yeah.
Yeah, the Cam 4K, is it built into Zoom or is
It's
this a program?
no, it's can't we see, let's see. I can lift it up. It's a part that right here like that, and it goes right into goes from my camera right to my laptop. This is should be an ad cam link. I'm looking at for y'all.
Yeah, please send us all
Oh,
this
there
stuff
we go.
that we need.
Come
There we go. Glad you had a shirt
on.
on.
Come on, she makeup ready. Come on,
Why y'all keep doing that every
let's
time?
go. Who she showing out for?
Every time?
I got a hard out in 20 minutes, y'all.
Because he gonna have a hard on in me. Hello.
That's crazy.
Whoa.
Why do y'all every time I
That's
just
funny.
do a little bit of something, y'all just be
Okay,
turn. I
here.
be looking that
Roxy
rough
got the
all them other times.
bronzer on the nose.
Yeah, come
I see
on.
you. To hear you out here talking about what would you choose between? Well, I mean, I have to choose.
Yeah.
I would probably
Her voice changed for real because
It
when she
did
put her
not.
makeup
Oh my
on, she
God.
talked rough like this. She'd be like, "Yeah, I had these niggas come over here, 6 a.m., rub my feet, but when she put her
6 a.m.
makeup on, she's like,
Roxy, why the change? Why? Because I
Bro.
remember a different Roxy. I remember an aunt. Roxy, I haven't seen an anime shirt from you in a very long time.
Damn.
Herb, I just was
Yeah,
talking to her about this a couple of days ago. She was like, why
Uh-oh.
y'all doing this? And this is how she was doing. Oh my God, why y'all doing
I
this? Y'all are
never
so
did that.
crazy. Y'all are
Come
wild.
on. My name is not Roxy. It's Rocks Your Socks Off.
I
Rock
still
your
have
socks off.
I Herman, stop looking like that. Y'all annoying. I hate everybody here. What up, bitch? Try. I just got stuff to do. I don't know. Shut up, bitch.
Convince
Try.
me that you go into to the grocery store right now,
No.
because that's not grocery
Oh yeah,
store
she
setup.
finna go drop the groceries off at somebody's mouth.
Hello.
No, I did go. I already went to the store. I made some.
Wait, you I don't
So,
think you heard what Tahir said, because to
what did
come
you
off
say?
of what he
She
just said,
heard.
I
She went
said
to the store already. She went. That's what she tried to
you know
tell
what?
you.
Maybe she
No,
did.
I didn't.
I said
What'd he say? The groceries already been
he's gonna
dropped
drop
off.
those groceries off to somebody's mouth.
I
Like
did
he said,
not
you
hear that.
literally,
Groceries
you
off.
didn't even miss a beat. You said, well, I already went to the grocery store.
I'm at the
You
actual
didn't miss
store. I
nothing.
was excited because I got some butternut squash
Oh, you got some butter,
ravioli.
Roxy. This
You got
isn't
some
helping.
buttery nuts. Oh,
Okay.
buttery.
All
Wait, you
right.
said you
What?
got some
What's the
buttery nuts
first
off?
topic? What's
I
the
just want you
first
to just
topic?
take a second
Hey,
before you
yo.
speak on that one, because again, you back to
Butternuts
back. It
and
was
squash.
Just
I
so I
already
got
went
some
to the grocery
buttery nuts
store.
off. Welcome to
Butternut squash.
Squadcast. I'm your host, Roxy Hayes. We're here today with the OG squad to hear more and our special guests, Herman Rice, Dion Lack, Jordan. I can never say your last name.
Conley.
Conley, that's it. I thought it was way more difficult than that. And me, Roxy Hayes. I did the intro. Now get started right
First
after
topic,
this.
are you into butternut squash,
Are you
or would
into
you?
buttery
I know it's
nuts?
kind of tedious, but
This is show. See, people always be like, be friends with comedians. It's great. It's not great.
Roxy, you act like I'm not the person that you be whispering shit in their ear on set. You be telling me about your nights before. When we're on set, you be like, last night this nigga came through and sucked both of my big toes at the same time.
Why are you telling
There,
my business?
both toes.
you can catch shows when I just do this and I look at Roxy and be like, what the fuck did you just say to me? So don't act
Happens.
so brand new up here, Roxy, is all I'm saying, baby.
You're embarrassing me in front of our
Oh,
friends.
no. In
Seven
front of
toes in
who?
his mouth.
All of these niggas that heard you talk.
That's valid. That's valid.
You got eyelashes on too. This is real
Stop!
She is
You going
acting
crazy,
out.
Roxy. I
She is acting
just
out.
talked to you.
Yes, and you didn't have any of that on. You
That's
looked
valid.
like Talk to her when you talked to her. She was outside fixing the flat light.
Yeah.
Now I told the nigga I could fix the alternator.
What if
here's
like
the
the
thing. Here's the
whole
thing.
time?
I'm not gonna do it for free. I'm not gonna do it for free.
I hate you.
You
That
told me
actually.
you was gonna come and mount my TV and have my face full of
That
makeup.
actually kind of happened. I was on a date. Oh my bad, Jordan. So what you saying
No,
first?
you could. You, I'm
Okay.
intrigued now.
I was on a date and some piece of his car had like popped off on like by the door. So I was trying to pop it back in. And he was like, nah, get up. And I'm like, what? He's like, you're not in Texas. Get up. You're not
What
finna
part of the
be.
car, inside or outside?
It was outside.
The trim. It's probably the
Yeah,
trim.
it was the trim. It had popped off, so I was trying to. A screw had popped off, so I was trying
Nigga, run like a
to
boat, like a dead boat from the
Nah,
No, like
it's
the
like the
side
trim.
trim part, so I
The
was trying to
siding
put
on the
it
car,
back.
like the little black part
Okay.
that goes right underneath. Probably that
Yeah,
little
I was
trim right
trying to
there.
pop it back in and put the little screw back in, and he was like,
I thought you were
no.
talking about dead boat with your own fingers. Like, I got it.
She just do this.
That's it. Whole
I'm gonna
car
be honest
fixed
though.
it.
Whoever that dude
That's
is,
how she changed her
that's a different
tires.
type of dude. I would have been like, you got it.
Yeah,
I
fix
wouldn't have
it
stopped him. You
away.
got it. You get it. If you got it, you can
That's
fix
what
it.
I'm saying. I'll be
I'm gonna,
fixing
yeah.
tires and
He
shit.
has
The
some
engine
Winter
running
Fresh
better. All you gotta
gum.
do is put a little mascara on it.
Glue,
That's honestly why I got it on.
just in case if shit go down. But also, I hate y'all.
Wouldn't this it be funny though if the reason
for us to start the get into this first topic before we do, I want to give a shout out to our special guest today. We got Dion Lack, we got Jordan Connolly, we got Big Herm and Roxy Hayes in the building. She got a date in like 30 minutes.
Oh my God.
We're going to jump into this first topic right after
right
this.
After this.
First topic of the day, we have, would you rather be stuck on an island with a solar powered phone that one only plays music versus has a flashlight?
Ooh.
So the phone recharges every day, as long as you leave it out under the sun, the solar power, right? But you can only use the phone for either music, like you got your all your playlists that you ever created, not all the songs, just all the playlists that you ever created, or you can just use it as a flashlight.
So it don't do nothing else. I'm just flashing and playing music.
Everything else has been disabled. You got a solar power flashlight or a solar powered MP3 player.
Hear me out. On the even though you play music, is it like your screen is dead so you can only hear the music, dim, or like you can at least front face the light?
It's dim. It's like when you put your phone on the dim all the way down, like you can still see it in the daytime, but like if you was at night, you won't be able to see it. No,
so
no illumination from the screen whatsoever.
That's terrifying in two ways, for the music and the light, because imagine you in the dark and you hear "just a small time girl" and the wolves be like, "oh, he over here."
Hey, Dion, wolves are coming over, living in a lonely way.
About to die by the wolves. You trying to turn it down like
yeah, I don't.
But the light is also like a lighthouse, as in like, hey, I'm over here, y'all. Like, come find me.
But just the light, that, like, my thing is, it's safer to just chill at night, create your fort. You know what I'm saying? You got your tomb. Fuck it.
But if there's a cave on the island, and obviously it's light in the daytime at the entrance, but you want to like go inside and see if it's anything you could potentially use. Maybe somebody else had made a shelter out of it. Now it's dark inside the cave. When you go further in, you could use the phone for that.
I don't see the benefit of the music unless you're just lonely.
You're on an island by yourself. You're on an island.
If you
by
think
yourself.
Outside the box, though, think outside the box, right? Okay, this is stupid, but you might have one time use out of this. You want to know if that cave is safe? Put on a song, turn the volume up, throw the phone to the side. And see who goes for it.
So it's like, so what song playing though?
And if they change the song, you be like, oh, you see what type of person it is.
So if it's like, oh, fuck the big three. It's just Big Me. And then they change it.
They like, no.
That's a small town girl. I was like, oh, you white.
Somebody back there got some sense. You know what I'm saying, dude?
You got to put on Montel Jordan and go in there to see if anybody's in there. Put it on the beginning where he does that.
This is
how we do. But wait for the part where he says, because no one can resist that part. Everybody like that part. You don't like the song, you're gonna do the shimmy.
Like, come on out.
Hey, if they do the it's a ghost, just making that noise, that's the noise they make.
That's scary. Yeah, I don't see. I really don't see the benefit of the music. I just make my own music if I'm bored. Like, well, I want the flashlight. Like you said, it's caves. It's scary stuff. I want to see what's going on. Can I use it as a heating source?
No, nigga.
What? No. The music.
Did
listen,
I say that?
So I can reflect it. You can't stop
Actually,
me.
No, you can. You can use music as a heating source. You just got to play like, can we talk? The body heat will just start.
I've been talking about the flashlight.
Sorry, you got to play the right music.
Yeah. You talking about use the flashlight as a heating source. No, you can't. You can't do that.
My thing is, why can't I start a fire? I got some playlists that help me start a fire. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't say you couldn't start a fire. Like, if you able to remember, I don't know if y'all watched Castaway, but remember he couldn't, he was trying to start the fire, but he didn't know that the device he was using needed to be able to have air flow through it. So that's why the fire was starting. So if you know how to start a fire, you're all good. Just, you know, keep your music. And then you could just use a torch in the cave. But if you don't know how to start a fire, like right now, if we were dropped on the island, what is your percentage of confidence that you could start a fire with some sticks?
I'm going to be honest with you. I watch a lot of YouTube. I don't know why I'm prepared for these type of situations. I know how to survive in shark infested waters. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of stuff
open up. And which water you can drink and drink your pee.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I would say I would be able to start a fire. It would be about 75% chance.
Okay. Dion, what about you? What's the percentage, your confidence percentage that you can start a fire in a while?
I don't think I can do it. I don't know the patience of it. Cause I don't know, like, hey, you gotta do this like 15 minutes. I'm like at 14 minutes, like, fuck this shit, man. It's like I gave up. I'm gonna freeze it. You had one more minute to do it, bro. I'm like, ah.
See, I would have gave up earlier. I based my stuff off of who the best was. If the best person did it in a minute, amount of minute, 20 seconds, I'd have been like, hey, bro, I don't think this is it.
It's too much. I'm doing it wrong.
I got it.
Starting off real fast, how to do it, it'll take 5 seconds.
Do it. Go. Say.
Dry twigs.
Uh-huh.
And a spark. And then you just got to crumple everything up, rocks. Right? Time out. Let me finish. And you leave airflow there, right? And now you just got to, you find a little small piece of paper. Or
that's weed.
No. I smoke
that
a lot.
That was weed hands. Okay. That was weed hands.
But you find some type of moss or something that's dry that you can burn. Once you get that going, you get that lit, then you put it under the little pile that you created. You blow a couple times, and it creates the airflow.
Have you ever done this before?
No, wait, hold up. Let me pause. Let me pause.
Wait.
Hold up real quick. My stupid self was like, what's a spark? Like, I'm typing in spark online, and I'm like, do they sell sparks, or is that a Jersey, LA? Is it LA sparks?
This is the problem, Jordan. You spent all your time in the church and not outside. Okay? You're supposed to go on a field trip, nigga.
But hilarious.
My question was, you said you want to get some dry twigs, and then like some leaves, and then a spark. How do you get the spark, though, Hawk?
The spark comes from
two rocks.
Right now you gotta
find,
if you on an island, if you on an island, a lot of times they got the I can't remember what the black stone is called, right? But if you find that and you find another rock, it's a little easier for you to create a spark.
So you gonna try your fire with the rocks instead of turning the sticks.
You can do that too, but I think the easier is easier to find those rocks.
Okay,
yeah,
you gotta hit them at a.
I think it's called the nigga. You said the black stone?
The onyx.
That's crazy.
The nigga? The nigga?
This nigga ain't working. This nigga ain't working.
That's ignorant.
I will say, though, you brought up a great point about Jesus. If I have music, I have a whole playlist. Wait a minute. This Living How You Living. 10 stones. Okay.
Something
there you go. Right
about
here.
The
right here. You got a whole church playlist right there. It's hard to see it, but if I play that, it's about 4 hours of music. When I
somebody
tell
you, coming.
I'm about to be home.
Yeah.
Just there eating food while y'all out here still trying to find the spark.
You got going like, hey, up man. Yonder on there. Well, now that I'm thinking about it, the music could help somebody find you. Like if they're on the if I'm asleep, now I'm a computer freezing. If I'm asleep and they trying to find me, but my music is playing, then they'll know where to go look.
It's an iPhone, not a stadium, baby. It's an iPhone. It's not an iPad. It's an iPhone. So that speaker only gonna.
But
get
I can.
So
but
loud.
No, if you turn it to a cat a corner, it'll make the sound louder. I'll be doing that. Yeah, her
would
know,
you? Would you be? Would you be confident though on an island with animals to have your phone that's on loud?
But it
night?
Might scare them.
Because
animals I'm do playing, not be liking noises.
If I'm playing DMX on an island. You think any animal coming to fuck with me if all they hear is dog noises just barking?
I'm not a nice person.
Oh, no, Bella, I'm sorry. My dog came over here.
Look, see?
But she came over. They like, oh, no, it's my family.
It's the thing, right? You might be trying to make those noises or play those noises. You don't know that. And wild boy, that means, hey, I'm ready to fuck.
Like, what's up, now, bitch? I'm ready to fuck. Now I'm getting mounted.
It's a pound of... It's a pack of horny wild boys coming over like, hey, somebody better give us some ass.
They're like, hey, what up? You come to bark that.
All because we didn't look up what he was saying in bark. Right. That's wild.
That's wild. You're right. Hey, then I'm going to throw the church music on real fast.
Turn that off, my boy. You can turn that off, my boy.
You know what this was.
You know what this is?
Turning that stuff back.
You know what's even crazier about that though? Is making it, that means that DMX is in the studio going, how do you say let's go and bark? Is that bark, 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 or it's lower. That's a lower register. Okay. Okay, record that, run that back. Run that back. What?
You know what's also sad is playing music in the dark. That is like, imagine you play like, we ain't talking anymore. Just in midnight, well, like.
You got to pick the right playlist, because in my mind, the music would be not only a motivator, like if I need to, like, all right, I'm going to try to build a rafter, or I'm going to build shelter. Like, I got a little I got the Jeezy bumping, I got the Yo Gotti. I got all that shit going to motivate me to push through. But also, it's a comforter at night, so I wouldn't listen to no slow shit like We Don't Even Talk Anymore. But I might listen to some jazz or something to comfort me. No, I was just talking about instruments.
Imagine being just like
Miles Davis. I was like,
you finna be scat that badly, dude. Look at your. If I'm an animal, I'm gonna come turn that shit off. Turn that shit off.
Hey, look, you know, what
my favorite song? My fault, go ahead,
Tier. What if you downloaded all Tony Baker's animal voiceovers?
Give that lady.
Hold on, that's my favorite one. Look what you came to see. Yeah. She be
give me the pass.
Imagine being like miles away, you just hear the music like very faint. Like you were like, what the hell?
No, what if you play the same song every night to go to bed? You just put it on repeat, and on the fourth night you hear somebody say, "Yo, turn that shit off, man."
But guess what? You saved. You got to annoy somebody so much that you didn't got saved.
So you've been here the whole time.
That person, no, I think I'm on that Roxy side. If you've been here the whole time and you heard that and you finally fed up,
so you've been watching me.
I wasn't gonna kill you until tonight.
Oh,
even better yet. Or wouldn't it be crazier if like you playing your music and then next thing you know, around the way you just hear, I always feel like somebody watches me. And you're like, what the?
That's y'all got me with this one. Y'all got me. You know my favorite song to hear on my playlist that come up, but it's always like, it's a sad song, but it's one of the greatest songs ever. If you think you're lonely now,
that's gonna kill you
till tonight, girl. You just on the beach like I'm lonely now.
So disrespectful. That sounded like he asked her out, and she was like, "Hell no." He said, "Okay."
Oh, you
think you're lonely now? I was trying to save you.
He told her no. I would have told her that. If you think you hungry now, bitch. you too good for hot dogs? You too good for hot dogs. Okay. If you think you hungry now, bitch.
All we got is music, tonight. Bitch. Ain't no light at night. If you don't eat now, you're not eating. Okay.
Y'all gonna be depressed on this island. What y'all talking about right now? Y'all gonna be waking up every day.
Listening, I'm gonna put my happy.
Let's put it to a vote. Y'all want the solo powered MP3 player or the solo powered flashlight? Which y'all going?
I'm going flashlight because I'm too scary. I need to know what's going on in the dark.
I'm taking the MP3 player.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm gonna go flashlight. I got too many songs in my head.
Let's go. That's what I'm saying. Y'all don't have no imagination. Let's
shut up. Shut up. I'm going with the light. Yeah, what you going with?
I'll go with the light because I didn't hear, if I hear a sound. Huh, who was that?
Look, I need to have more faith in ourselves about starting a fire or just figure out how to start a fire because that's crazy to me. But
no, it's about being able to see.
If you start a fire, you can make
I gotta walk with the fire.
Oh, I see. You're right. You're right.
Like, you I'll be to lit my damn hair on fire. I'm taking the flashlight. Okay.
I would have learned to beatbox on that island. Trust me, it would have had my flashlight.
Somebody gonna kill y'all for that. All right, we're gonna jump into this next topic right after this.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Next topic of the day we have, would you rather be able to land every punch perfectly versus block every attempt, block every attack thrown your way?
Ooh, I'm punching. I'm straight up punching. Because even when I be fighting, I don't be blocking. I just be fighting. So I don't even care. Like, let's go. When I'm blocking, we're fighting.
Well, see me like, what's up? What's up? You think that hurt? That ain't shit.
I'm eating that shit.
Punch just get bloodier and bloodier. It's like, that don't hurt.
What you want?
You ain't doing shit.
Oh.
Her fight looks like something out of Creed.
But if it's like, if I'm landing every punch, I don't necessarily need to block because I know as soon as I swing, it's going to connect. Even if I'm throwing some weird crazy, you said land every punch. So it don't even have to be a good punch. I could be windmilling.
But if you block any attack coming your way, at a certain point, will hit.
You get no points if it's about.
I want it. I need it.
Yeah. Like, you know how cool that would be? No matter what you do, you could be asleep. Somebody throw a punch.
Yeah. It'd be like, Neo from The Matrix.
Oh, yeah. Dion, that's exactly what I was finna say, bro. When they're fighting in the fight scenes in The Matrix, there's a couple fight scenes you remember, right? But it's so choreographed.
Ooh.
Choreographed.
You was gonna find it.
It's just kind of fades into the fray. But when he was doing this shit right, everybody remembers that if you block every punch, kick, whatever thrown your way, you never have to like hit a motherfucker. They'll just tire themselves out. Like after like 3 minutes,
push them down like
punches.
Yeah. Y'all watch Dragon Ball Z?
Let's go.
Okay, so we go on Ultra Instinct. Are we going Vegeta, right? Ultra Instinct, you still able to dodge. You dodging so much that you watching the person throw the punches. You watching them tire themselves out. Once you hit them with even something small, it's over.
Bro,
right?
Do a foot sweep like a turnaround, and then it's over.
But now think about this.
That's a weak ass fight.
You land in every punch, right? Oh, not to say that every punch is a hard punch. You land in every punch, but also if you getting hit, you know what I'm saying? You still getting hit. The issue is still getting hit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But like the adrenaline be pumping when you get hit. It's like, hit me. Let's go. Y'all don't like getting hit.
Until you get knocked out. You can keep getting hit until you get knocked out.
It ain't happened yet, baby.
I was a devil's advocate.
Use a brawler. You know what I'm saying?
I'll say devil's advocate. If every punch you throw lands, I'm going into my fight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Thank you, Jordan.
Every punch go hit. Every punch hit.
Check this out. And honestly, all this is not hard hits. You might be hitting this person.
But everyone, I'm messing up their mentality. Now I'm messing up their mental. Because if I'm throwing these and it's still hitting, they like, oh, this bitch crazy.
Proxy, throw that punch one more time. Go like that.
You
see that? They're going to take that hit on the shoulders. And punch right in between that.
No, this is
Herb,
fake.
You missing. This times a million hurts.
Come on, talk to him, Jordan.
This times a million. Jordan. If it's not stopping, One, hey, you're gonna be annoyed at first, and then you're gonna be like, "Oh, okay, it's starting to hurt. It's starting to hurt. Like it's going. It's like if someone flicks you. It's flicks don't
hurt. Hey, what the nigga say? You ain't gonna do nothing but make me mad. That's a nigga.
Yeah. I was already leaning toward the block every attack coming your way, but like Herm makes a great point too. Like, just because you land every punch perfectly doesn't mean you don't get hit. And Roxy, mm-hmm. to your point, the adrenaline while you're fighting, you know, it helps you push through even if they do land a good punch on you. Mm-hmm. So you don't finish it and you probably still win. But that next day, when reality and that sets in and that adrenaline is gone, you mm-hmm. wake up like that nigga really rocked my shit. Well,
the next day, the next round.
The reality and brain damage kick in when she the next morning can't remember who she is and what she was punching.
Okay, let's go one more argument on the punches. Okay. look at Mike Tyson. Mm-hmm, if you mm-hmm. hit, mind you, you got to have training behind the punches. Mm-hmm. But if you throw in punches like that out the gate,
mm-hmm. that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm coming with the. I can't do it because I've been painting my nails this whole time.
You think Mike Tyson was just throwing punches, right? Mm-hmm. And he wasn't also blocking.
Mm-hmm. Like, what's his name? Wilder. He don't be blocking.
Rocky, the punches come from all the way.
He don't be having no form. He just be That's how I finna.
It's a good punch. You know what I'm saying?
Man, Wilder, remember when Adrian Broner was like, we was like, oh, this nigga, he finna be. The next one, then he started losing the fights and losing the fights. We'd be like,
He got no form.
Because he started getting hit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah. Roy Jones Jr., greatest ever. One of the greatest ever. Right?
Mayweather.
Mayweather, greatest ever, but Mayweather ain't lose. But Roy Jones Jr., one of the greatest ever. As soon as he got hit, no more dodging chickens, roosters, none of that. No punches, none of that.
Hey, when you see how hard another nigga hit, and you have been winning, and as you come across somebody that hit as hard or harder than you, you be like, man, I didn't even know these niggas existed.
I'm ready to fight.
Get guns. Somebody hit you so hard.
Can I hit the gun? You said I would land every hit. I could punch a bullet.
Yeah.
I can punch a bullet. You said every hit. I'm punching a bullet.
Yeah, you gonna make contact with it. It's gonna go through your hand. It's going because it's still a piece of metal.
Can we not answer that like as a legit thought? Roxy, did you really think you were gonna punch a bullet?
I just thought about that.
I literally just thought about that.
I was told I could land every hit. Okay.
No, that's fair, but that's like saying you could catch anything coming your way.
I thought I could catch a rocket. Wait till these nails dry. I can't punch right now. I should be able to punch the bullet.
This is what's gonna happen. You go punch that bullet, and everyone's gonna be like, "Oh my gosh, you just punched the bullet!" And then you go hold up a nub, and they'll be like, "Oh wait,
you just punched the bullet."
Hey, that's stupid.
Did y'all see the Key and Peele sketch?
I'm sorry.
Why do you have those readily available?
It's on my desk.
I watched this guy. But you know, the Dodgers just won this guy. They set off the fireworks. The nigga blew up his hand on the fire, thinking that he could set it on. He just was setting it so slow.
He blew his hand up.
Yep.
I bet you wish he could dodge everything.
I just like the punching part. I enjoy punching, so I think that would just be fun.
The problem is you're gonna tire yourself out.
Hey, I don't get tired, baby. You just gotta have the right amount of energy,
Roxy,
and the proper bra. I already know what you're finna say, and the proper bra,
right?
And then I'm good,
right?
And I'll be fine, you know,
right? You don't get tired though.
Hello,
when was I tired?
Come on, Stink, though. Come on, Stink. Tell the truth.
Some other time you on top of that nigga, you said I was tired. I ain't gonna get on top of that.
I wouldn't even talk about that.
I'll be riding.
Hey, Rocky, I don't want to think about that. One time, he was like, "How much longer we gotta walk?"
And I got no bra on.
So, or she was, just say with the right bra. She just
thank you, that. Jordan. That's what I'm saying, Jordan. They be playing me out, Jordan. And her, why you telling my business? And you just be walking everywhere.
Mm-hmm. You can also say, you can also say, I don't do that. Every time you say, why you keep telling my business? Now we know. Right. It's
why
you,
I didn't do it because I'm not good at lying.
She's honest.
Yeah, no, I'm finna start. I'm finna be a lying ass bitch. I never did that. Like that, Jordan.
Like that, Jordan.
It was the right tone and everything, though. If you think about it, that's the right.
I ain't never walked down the street, Herman.
Oh my God, man.
The worst is when you see friends outside taking the trash out that you ain't supposed to see. You just have to take out the trash, like, hey, is that here? Oh, what's going on, brother? How you doing? Let me get myself situated.
You be out there loose?
With no bro on?
No, bro.
Hey, here's another thing to think about, though. Like, if you can land every punch, right?
Be a boxer.
It's great on the 101, right? But if you ever get in a situation where, like, two people are coming at you, three people are coming at you, you can't. It's because if one person comes from the back, you ain't gonna turn around. What the fuck?
That's not gonna be
you gonna go here, somebody gonna hit her right in the back of her shit.
However, on the flip side, if you could block every attack and you're able to like they can't lay a hand on you, like I feel like that's gonna spread as a reputation more.
It's like hey, to hear be moving. Because
fighting three
moving?
People, even if you land in punches like perfectly, you still are gonna get hit. You probably still gonna get jumped. But if they can't even land a punch on you, they never landed. Like, yeah, they tried to jump that nigga. He was not having it.
And
you said no attack. So imagine a nigga now he shoot at you. You booty turn.
Well, then if that's the case, then I can punch a bullet.
No, you can't.
You're missing the part where you're not impervious.
Yeah.
To the thing.
No, that's a big word. It's a big word. You got to find something else.
And he is saying punches, not kicks. So your whole lower half is getting fucked up.
Oh.
Wait, you know what would be funny? They'll be like, oh, snap, we accidentally sent off a nuke. Don't worry. I got it.
The phalanges.
I hate y'all.
Yeah.
I feel like I should be able to punch a bullet. I know you said no, but
one punch woman would be all the crazy.
That'd be dope. Hey, I'm liking this. I might see a cosplay coming up soon. No, it's your fault. But now, I mean, I know the blocking is right. Like, after hearing the arguments, this is actually one of the rare times where we actually had a civil debate. I mean, what y'all said made sense.
I want to say, Roxy, if I had the ability to punch a bullet and survive, punching would sound way more
attractive. That sounds
attractive.
Fucking dope. But once y'all said I can't punch a bullet or a knife.
Let's give her this. If she can punch a bullet, what is the odds that she actually can time the bullet versus hitting her in the face?
Don't bring logic. Listen, Dion, what's wrong with you?
She can't even say, we'll be right back.
Right after this. See? Do it. Go.
All right. I'm gonna do it my regular speed and see if you can do it.
Yeah,
we're gonna jump into this first topic
right after this. Huh?
Hey, you're still missing. You still
that, oh, okay.
The bullet still hit your arm.
You're still just punching.
Yeah.
You need to go with the flow. You need to
I put I'll put it this way. This is just on some nerd crap. Little Mac gets destroyed all the time in Super Smash Bros. All he could do is punch. Everybody else kicking and throwing stuff left and right.
And I keep forgetting that kick is not in there. If kick was in there,
because
I'd be kicking, I'd be fighting, I'd be kicking.
Yeah. You'll get Mortal Kombat sweeped all day.
Take your knees out.
Remember when they used to do the sweep kick and they would fall like,
yeah. Let me get back up. Hey man, stop. Come on, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, if kick's not, I mean, y'all made some valid points. I don't want y'all to be right, but those are valid points. Points
I want
were made.
Y'all to be right.
I really
want
don't.
You to be safe. That's all. We looking out for you.
And we're giving you the idea of being able to punch a bullet. I'm giving you the idea to be able to punch a bullet.
Come on, I can talk. Pop, pop,
pop. Do you have that sort of confidence? Smells like, say your prayers.
I'm like,
I'm going to punch that bullet.
That would suck because I definitely would. My aim is terrible. I definitely miss a bullet.
Right through your, right through the knuckles.
Right. All right, let's put it to a vote, man. Y'all going with land every punch perfectly versus block every attack thrown your way. Which one y'all going with?
Block.
To hear you say the best when you said if there's multiple people trying to jump you, just yeah dodge everything. Yeah, block.
You might bite the nail out the back of your head, like who's back there?
You know, they're gonna be tired and pray with you.
Yeah.
Block is a smarter answer. I'm still going punch, baby.
It should be a reverse, as in like the person who can block, they hit slow like this. That's their ooh, default.
That's a good idea.
No, but like here's the thing. If you punch slow, all you have to do is you block all the attacks and then you just say words. Are you sure you want this problem? They don't have to know you punch slow. Just never throw a punch. Just sit there, do this, and go. Is this you really want to keep
that's
going?
Smart.
You want to continue?
Yeah. Run, bro. Please run.
That would work as long as you're not wearing your hat as low as Jordan is. Like if your hat is on, you're be like,
I want him. Give me the problems.
Better, Jordan. That's a little better right there. Hit him with this one though. Try it with you like.
Nope, we don't have to talk about that one.
What were you doing?
Okay, listen, this is what's going to happen, guys. I'm going to give you the context, and we're just going to move right along, okay? We're not about to have a debate on this. Mm-hmm. Damn it, to hear. Okay, I'm going to give y'all context.
Yep, let's do it.
I just need y'all to not. Okay, so backstory. On one of these episodes, we were talking about headshots that we took, right? And hold on, I gotta unblur my backdrop so y'all can actually see this. So we were talking about headshots, and one of my headshots.
It's nice.
This is one of my old my first headshots.
Wow. Is that Orlando John? To the
okay, what
you have it ready to go?
What's the next? No,
who
it's
was
all,
that?
If I go to my profile pictures on Facebook, because I don't touch Facebook.
That's so funny.
I can just scroll down. Tahir, can we get to the next topic, Tahir?
That look like show one time?
Roxy, that looked like Neo with hair. Let me.
Miss Independent.
Put it back up. Tahir, what's?
Put it back, please.
That's it. That's it.
That's the pictures you take at church. It's like I took my headshots at church.
Promoting the church photography studio in the back.
Those early headshots.
I think the block.
It was like
habit.
You know you can't wear the hat in church. You say what?
Hey, he's about to take it off, and they call him just the last second.
You say what?
All right, guys.
Yeah, I don't think we have.
All right.
We don't have time.
Three?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
We don't have time for this, guys. We're running out of time.
Get that off, Jordan.
All right, let's jump into this last topic.
Yeah, let's
right
hurry
after
up.
This.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You'd rather have an extra $10,000 on your next check, regardless of what the check is, it's an extra $10,000 on it, versus a free month at your favorite resort or hotel. Now, that month is from whenever you go there for the first day, that like calendar, that it's a calendar month. It's not a cumulative. It doesn't like you go a month or a week this month and then wait 3 months to go back. You got a full month. So you can stay as long as you want or you can stay the whole month, but it's a calendar month, not a cumulative.
Okay. Any resort ever.
The businessman in me already figured it out. I'm going to do some sort of event at the everybody send me $200 for this incredible
scammer.
We're gonna be here for a whole month.
He didn't say you could bring people.
Huh?
Oh, you finna cycle people in and out?
Yeah, I'll be there for the whole month, but every month, every week, I have a different set of people who've dropped like, you know, $500 that we in this incredible resort, this house together. You know, have different game nights, different events, and different, you know,
treats.
So you're legally running your own Airbnb.
It's gonna stink.
Here's the thing, Dion. You get a free room at the hotel or resort. I'll even give you the suite, right? However, it's still limited to how many people you can have in there.
You can't have 10 people in there.
I thought it was like a penthouse or something, because that's my favorite resort.
Well, I mean, even if it is a penthouse, most penthouses don't have more than 3 bedrooms.
But this is whatever penthouse you want. It can be only reserved for the rich. You can stay wherever you want.
Yeah, wherever you want. For a month.
You can stay at that freaky club in Jamaica for a month if you want to.
I have no idea whatever you're talking about. Yeah, sure. If that's a thing, I have no idea what you're talking about.
They got your picture in the front. our favorite return guest. This the Tahir suite. Box of vapes at the front and the back.
Here's your
even the straight face.
Here's
all
your leopard freckle shorts for you.
You left these last time.
I have no idea what y'all talking about.
This straight face is on fire. That's a poker face. You want to talk about a poker face?
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about. But yes, Herm, if you would like to stay at some place that's like that, by all means, yeah.
All right. That changes a little bit.
Why does it feel like this is gonna be like, hey guys, that's our show. It's just gonna be one email. Hey y'all, keep my business out of seeing.
Hey, yo, Keenan, take this out, man. I can't let people.
Them niggas found out about the resort. Take it out.
Hey, man, listen. You know what I'm saying? What I found is a lot of people can find out about stuff, but affording to go is something different. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
What? Hey, I found out about the Maldives. I can't afford to go to the Maldives. It sounds nice. I would love to, but I can't afford that shit right now. I can't afford none of the stuff y'all talking about.
Any mall in
I can't even afford these malls.
Please.
I can't afford these malls.
I said you can go to any mall in the vicinity. You get money.
Dion be pissing me off, boy.
What did Dion say?
No, he gonna say he said it 4 times.
He did.
My fault, Dion. I ain't mean to cut you off.
No, cut him off. Wait, no, say it again, please.
Was it a bad joke? Remember you said the zipper on the condom thing?
Oh my God,
why are you doing this, man? Hey.
I'm sorry, Dion. I'm sorry.
They have no idea what we're talking about. Let it go, man.
Okay, I'm done. Frozen.
whatever it is, can I tell you, the name alone sounds like it could be a brilliant idea.
That's what I'm saying, yo.
Tell us, Dion.
A zipper on a condom, yo.
What happens? Tell us what happens.
Dion wants to make condoms with zippers on them.
No, I did not. This is what I said. This is what I said.
This I love how everybody clears everything up.
This is what I said, and they didn't. They hate you. I said a Jeep with no doors doesn't seem safe. It feels like a condom with a zipper on. That's what I said.
Wow!
Dang, Herm, you took that and morphed that into this nigga said
what he wanted to hear.
I'm childish, Jordan. I'm sorry.
But this, yeah, the whole point, the whole point of me saying it's not safe. And y'all was like, I was like, what? It's not safe.
Dion, can I show you something real quick?
What?
Wait, is this a real thing?
Oh, yeah. He already posted. Yeah. Oh,
it's called a Dionosaur. It's
what's his face drawing it? What's his name? Jarrell?
Yeah, he's funny, dude. He's great.
I'll be cracking.
Oh, no. Did it go bald?
It did. He put glasses on it. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. I love the cartoon.
I want to see the person that drew this. I want to see their face. They're going to jail.
He's been doing our animated our podcast and stuff for over a year now. He's really got a drill.
Give me his profile.
I got you, Herm. It's good.
He's
I'm
great.
Sending him to HR.
Deion, did you know it? There's a page dedicated to pictures of you, people who drew pages.
Stop it.
It's a whole page on Instagram.
I want to see it.
I'm gonna send it to everybody except for Deion.
I'm so excited. How do you submit? Because I got a couple drawings I did that I need to.
This is going way too far. In my head, I'm like, this is kind of hacky, but I'm like, hey, people still tagging me on this. Well, okay.
What's the profile? Is it condoms with zippers? Is it condoms with zippers underscore? With an underscore?
You know, got some numbers on there. 119.
Let me think.
Don't just bag it up. Zip it up.
You get your meat skin stuff. Do y'all meat skin be getting stuck? Is that a common thing?
A zipper is dangerous. I would never. That's a zipper. Never mind. I'm done.
Yeah.
So your meat skin do be getting safe. Stuck.
I'm sorry.
I said it wasn't safe. That's it. Yes. Now you understand it's not safe. I'm not saying it's a good idea.
That would hurt.
Okay.
How sure, often buddy. Does y'all meat skin get stuck in a zipper?
All right. Guess what? Guess what we ain't finna talk about.
Breaking beans.
I really wanted to know.
Did you get the franks above the beans? I got you the frank above the beans.
Get the beans above the franks.
That's funny.
So you're not going to tell me.
I'll answer this much, Roxy. Thank you, if it's still happening to this day, you shouldn't have it. You know what I mean? Like that's a young boy's game. It's a young boy's
game. So the game. Older you get, early, you don't like, get your meat.
That's why you wear underwear. Okay, I get it.
That's what I'm saying. That's a young boy's game. Grown men, we don't.
Yeah, absolutely. It
shouldn't happen that often if you're grown. Is the point we're trying to make.
Yeah, I just wasn't going to answer. Okay.
But you know the bad thing about it is them cheap little, like the cheap boxes that you used to buy, they used to get caught in the zipper because they
Because the fabric
started to come loose once you put the drawers on. That's how cheap the drawers was.
I really cannot relate. I've never had underwear that cheap, but I've never
But you can't go to the mall, do you?
No, but I mean, like, I ain't never had underwear so cheap that the threads were coming out as soon as I put it on. He didn't say you had it for like a year in the thread store. He said, as soon as you put it on,
fresh out the pack.
I was like, out the pack.
This like one of them Foreman. You see, y'all ain't had no Foreman Mills. I don't know what's in comparison to like
Foreman Mills.
Sounds like the dollar store, and I wouldn't wear drawers from the dollar store either.
The way you worded it though, Tahir, sounded like you were like, Father, I don't want these. What are these underwear? Hanes? No, Father. Please. Father, the underwear with the pockets in it, please, Father.
Oh, I see them. They is cheap, Herman.
Yeah. Tahir only buys white, gray draws. That's how confident he has.
Ooh.
Deion, I'm not going to hold you. I thought you were having a stroke. Tahir only... White.
I'm getting topped off right here, man. I'm getting topped off. I'm getting topped off, bro. Let me live, all right?
Then, what did you say to here? Come on, man.
Damn, these cheap, Herman. That's
only
too cheap.
Boss.
That,
white.
That, yeah. Listen, great
draws.
I can form a Mills.
I am. Okay. These are how cheap these draws are. So their ad says underwear under theirs. Hold on, my computer freezing. Okay, there we go.
That's how cheap they are.
Yes, freezing my computer. Underwear under theirs, as far as price, you get a 3-pack for $5.99. And then they got 50%. They got 50% off right now.
You couldn't even 50% off
$5.99.
That's equivalent. That's like equivalent to going to Burger King and getting 10 nuggets for $1.75.
You couldn't even have no zipper with these drawers.
So they $2 a piece, but it's also 50% off, so it's a dollar a piece?
So you get a dollar a piece. Niches look thin. They look thin.
So again, as I said, I've never owned a pair of underwear.
They got lingerie? Nah, that's gonna make your coochie itch.
That's what the underwear are. The underwear are lingerie.
It's all lingerie fabric.
Hey, don't wear them.
And it turns into a G-string.
Yeah, nah. It's wax paper.
They got GMOs in the lingerie. Don't fuck with it.
You get a yeast infection immediately. As soon as you open the pack, you ain't got to put it on. That's crazy.
Her walking away with tailway draws. Like, you snap it and turn into a jock strap.
Why are you such in a hurry?
That's let's crazy. Put it to a vote, man. Y'all going with the extra 10K a month, or y'all going, I mean, the extra 10K on your next check, or you going with the free month at your favorite resort / hotel?
10K, I need the money.
I need some better draws, 10K.
You'll take the Riffway draws to the resort. Come here, girl.
Jordan, what you going with?
I'm on the resort, wrong draws.
I'm taking the money. Ain't no resort good enough for me to want to stay there for a month. It's like,
what if it was Disney?
No, Disney. But here's the thing. Even if it's Disney Resort, does it come with tickets to the park?
Because
if it don't come with tickets to the park.
I would say so, yeah.
Oh, give me the resort. Give me the resort. Go to Florida, fam.
It ain't got no fast pass, though.
I already told you mine, man. Hey, I'm definitely going to flip this.
Damn.
$100,000 like resort.
I'm going to go with the 10K, and I think the 10K has it on there. Herm going with the 10, Roxy going with the 10. We're going with the 10K on that one. And that's been our episode today. I want to thank our special guests. We got Jordan in here, Big Herm, Roxy, Dion Lack. I'm to hear more represented for the OG squad. We'll see you guys next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
Bye.